group I'm bringing is almost everybody from the album, or the core individuals, the rhythm sections from the album. Shami Royston on piano and Nene Jones on bass. And Ralph Peterson is actually playing drums instead of Rudy Royston. And the material we're going to play is primarily the material off of Angelic Warrior, my latest release. That's what we've been touring all year in support of the album.
Shami is your sister?
Yes.
She's older than you?
Yeah, she's my older sister. And she actually has her own album out, her debut album entitled Portraits, that was just recently featured in New York Times. But she's also an amazing composer and arranger, and she just finished arranging a big band chart for Diane Reed that's going to be featured at the Berks Jazz Festival.
Diane also sings on this record of yours.
Yes, she does. Yeah, she sings a version of Body and Soul that I did. More of like, you could call it a modern version of Body and Soul.
I'm all for you, body and soul.
I do notice that happens a lot, where jazz artists have a pool of close friends and players that they invite. It's not always the same personnel as on the record, because jazz players are extremely busy. A lot of booking.
Yeah, it is. Not everyone is always available. And so I've learned to have a pool of individuals that are familiar with the music so that I can, like in this case, I can call another drummer, pianist. And it's almost like having a first string, a second string, a third string of players. It's great, too. On the other side of the spectrum, I think it's really great because they present the music in a different light, and sometimes playing with the same people, you get kind of comfortable. And I think with different individuals playing it, it changes up the same music. It makes it more exciting, or sometimes more exciting, but less predictable.
When you were playing with Beyonce on tour, I'm sure that was a little more, had to be more structured and predictable. Every single night had to be the same product.
Yes, very much so. It was almost like cookie cutter. That is show business, in a sense, their grand scheme of show business. And she definitely has a show and rarely steps away from it. Being with her really taught me the strength of consistency, and how you can, as a jazz musician, how you can be spontaneous in the midst of consistency even. For example, if I have a set list that's preconceived and I bring it on stage, then there's a certain element of comfortability that everybody else can kind of launch into because they know the structure of the show. And there's a certain level of seamlessness as well. But then the fact that you have that element of structure, you can be even more spontaneous because everybody knows what's going on, and it's smoother.
But when you're in a small venue like you will be in Kalamazoo, with very familiar players backing you up, that must be very attractive too.
That's very attractive. Yeah, I actually prefer that just because I enjoy the intimacy of it and being able to kind of sit on stage and see everybody's faces and try to connect with everyone. Because essentially, as jazzies or any musician, we're really trying to connect to the audience and hopefully uplift and inspire.
Is it true that even if you're not feeling that great before the concert, that by the time you start playing music, everything starts feeling much better?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely, there's a healing component to the music, any types of music, especially if you're playing it. I don't know if it's a matter of mind over matter, where you're so involved with the spirit of it and, focused on the musicianship of it that your mind doesn't really go to any sort of pain or if you're not feeling well. But always, usually for me, in a sense, I always feel better. If I'm not feeling too great, I always feel better after playing than before.
I'd like to ask about your songwriting and how that typically takes place for you, how you come up with tunes.
Yeah, you know, there's no definitive way. A lot of times I'll hear a melody in my head. There's like two or three different ways, but I'll hear a melody in my head when I'm driving in my car or cooking in my kitchen, and then I'll sing it into my phone. Now with modern day technology, and just save her. Even in the plane, there's one song that I wrote, "Descend to Barbados," and we were literally descending into Barbados from a plane. And so, I'm usually hearing something. I have to have a direct connection to the melody, either the melody or like a bass line, a groove that I sing into my phone. And then once I get to my computer and my music notation program, then I write it out. But it definitely comes from a place of feeling inspired and not necessarily trying to write out an exercise and then build a song around that. It's more or less the purity of a melody or the purity of a bass line, of a groove that lends itself to a tune.
Do you have a favorite key?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a favorite key signature?
Oh, this is actually the first time anybody's ever asked me that. I'd have to say F.
F?
Yeah, F or E flat.
It's a good key. So would you share any final thoughts on your concert on Saturday and what the crowd is going to enjoy listening to?
Like I said, we're going to be playing songs from Angelic Warrior and really the overall concept is, or the theme of the evening is embracing and celebrating the Angelic Warrior within your life and then Angelic Warriors throughout your life and within yourself. And so all of the songs that we're going to be playing are either dedicated to somebody or a source of like affirmation for ourselves, that we could speak to ourselves so that we can maintain a sense of balance in our life, being the angel, being graceful and peaceful, meditative, and then also being a warrior, being persevering and determined, and having that element of drive, but maintaining that balance. So the music is all going to revolve around that, and which is a combination stylistically. It's a combination of straight ahead, post bop, also a couple of Latin tunes, and then R&B funk tunes as well. So it's going to be a nice combination for jazz lovers and non-jazz lovers.
Thank you, Tia, so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.